if you want to, like, describe Maya Daniels' humor, that's it. Just, like, really messed up and kind of raunchy. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, Maya Daniels.
What is going on?
Oh, you know, just waiting to hear about the topic from you. Okay. You haven't told me, and so here we are.
I'm pretty excited about this. You know, you want to know why?
Yeah, why?
It's inspired by our dear friend, Casey Brocklesby.
Ooh, I love my friend Casey Brocklesby.
I do too. So he started this Twitter where he started tweeting random facts of the day, and they're all very, like, scientific because Casey's a scientist. So he posted one that said, giant pandas need so much bamboo because their digestive systems are not well adapted to extract protein and energy from plants.
Okay.
So I had a little bit of a Jimmy Neutron brain blast. It took me back to AP Bio, and I remembered learning about the digestive systems and different ones from different species, and I wanted to talk about it with you.
Okay.
Okay. So.
Wait, so how do you feel about digestion?
I think it's going to be really important. Yeah, how do you feel about digestion?
Okay.
Okay, so how about I start off by defining digestion?
This was your idea? All week she's been teasing me about how great, good this podcast episode is going to be, and I can't tell you because it's so good, and this is what you choose?
You know, I think it's right up our alley. I think it's really interesting and strange, and I think it's really, really important, Andrew.
By all means, I don't mean to yuck your yums.
Okay. Are we ready?
We're ready.
Okay. Digestion. The process of breaking down food into substances that can be used by the body for energy, repair, and growth.
Sounds good to me.
Right? Basic, you know, knowledge of the digestive system.
Sure.
Okay, so for humans, the process goes through the mouth, then the esophagus, the stomach, the small intestine, where everything gets absorbed into the blood for our nutrients and whatnot, and then the large intestines, and then, you know, we excrete things. It happens.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, basic, normal human thing, and you think every species does it this way, right?
They eat stuff and then that comes out the other end?
Yeah, right? And that's how they get their nutrients.
I guess so. I dropped my pencil.
Sorry, folks. So that's kind of false. We don't all do this the same.
Okay.
So first, I guess we can start with pandas, which are pretty similar to us. They're omnivores, which means they eat meat and plant.
Okay.
But for some reason, which is sort of still a little unknown, pandas have recently grown to adopt a only sort of herbivore diet, where they essentially just eat plants, specifically 99% bamboo.
So they're actually vegetarians, not like in the way that, you know, like
we are.
Yeah, it's like, you know, like people, they can eat meat, but they don't because they're concerned about the ecological problems with it.
Right. And I'm pretty sure pandas aren't up there thinking like, oh, harvesting cows is like such a bad thing for our environment. You know, like they're just like, this bamboo tastes really good. You know what I mean?
Fascinating.
Right.
So if you gave a panda, like, a mouse, it would eat it?
It would eat it. It still has, you know, like, omnivore DNA. Like, we're still, like, we can still eat meat. And some of them still eat fish and small rodents.
Okay.
But for the most part, 95 to 99% of their diet is composed of bamboo.
Fascinating.
Right?
I guess. I don't know. Where are you going with this?
So, I think digestion is really weird. So, pandas eat, like, pounds and pounds, like 40 to 60 pounds of bamboo, and poop 80 pounds a day. Would you want to do that?
Wait, so they eat 40 pounds and poop 80 pounds?
Yeah.
How does that make any sense?
I don't know.
No,
that extra fiber.
That can't be right.
No, this is right. 33 to 66 pounds of food a day, 88 pounds of waste. They eat 10 to 16 hours a day.
So they're losing weight every time they poop?
I guess so. But they're so fat.
Are you sure about this?
I can, like, double check, but I'm pretty sure this is right.
Should we call Casey and ask him?
Oh my god. I'd be down to call Casey.
Do it.
I don't think I have Casey's phone number. I do. Okay, I do. Whew, thank god.
Come on. Casey.
You probably think I'm trying to call him to, like, party.
Hello. You've reached the telephone of Casey Brocklesby. Unfortunately, I'm not able to answer the phone right now. But if you leave a message, I'll try to get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you.
Hey, Casey. It's Maya and Andrew. And we really just want to know why pandas consume 66 pounds of food per day, but excrete 88 pounds per day. Doesn't really make sense. Can you explain that to me, please, Andrew?
How can anything poop more than it eats?
We're a little confused.
Run out of things to poop? It's unsustainable.
Please help us. We're phoning a friend. Goodbye, Casey. Okay, so pandas. Weird, different than humans. Who'd have thunk? Next, bunny rabbits.
How do they digest?
So they essentially eat food. They're herbivores. They only eat plants. So they eat their food, and they have this thing called a... Oh, okay. So they have this thing called a cecum, which binds the small intestine and the large intestine. And so things that...
I'm sorry, it's called a cecum?
A cecum.
That's the grossest word I've ever
heard.
It's
pretty gross. And it secretes all these juices, and it makes things all, gushy.
Oh, you just said that.
It's really gross.
A cecum secretes all the juices, people. Let me just tell you that now.
So they have this thing, right? And it sort of combines the small intestine and the large intestine. And things that are already digested in the small intestine don't need to go through this, but other things that aren't do have to go through it.
Okay.
And then they poop out these little pellets, right?
Like little
bunny pellets,
My sister has a bunny and it poops little pellets all the time. Over the carpet, but it's fine because they're just little grassy pellets.
Ew. Okay, but fair enough. It's just grass, right?
Yeah.
So those little grassy pellets you see, they eat them.
No.
They have to go back and eat their own poop to get the nutrients they need. Because they don't get it the first round, so they go for another one.
Oh my god. So they eat their poop.
They eat their own poop.
And then they try it again?
Yes. This is how they live. This is how they survive. This is how bunny rabbits thrive.
Oh my.
Kind of changes the way you, think of a cute little happy bunny, right?
Okay, well, I didn't know how I felt about how I felt about digestion before, but I do not like that.
I have one more for you.
Okay.
Okay. Cows. Go Ags. They're ruminants, which means that they have this very unique stomach, which has four different tracts, right? Four different, levels that each stomach has. There is the rumen, the reticulum, the omasum, and the Obamasum. Abomasum.
Obamasum?
Donald Trump doesn't like that one.
No.
He doesn't let them use that. He deports all those cows that use that.
That stomach is listening into his phone calls every day, isn't he?
So they have these four tracks, which is really unique. And essentially cows chew on the little grass, right? Or grains. And they have to regurgitate this back up into their mouth and chew it again.
No.
And re-swallow it so they can get the nutrients they need.
No.
Yeah.
No.
It's pretty gross, right?
They throw up into their mouth, keep chewing on it, and then swallow it again?
Yes.
Why can't they just chew on it a lot the first time?
Because they haven't evolved that way, Andrew.
I mean, I don't mean to be elitist, but that's awful.
Isn't that awful?
That's honestly so disgusting. So it's like, they're like, and then they're like,
Yeah, and they do that essentially all day. It's like, hey, birthday, what's going on? Oh, sorry, I can't talk. You know?
Oh, my God. Okay, that seems awfully light, ruining to your life. I mean...
You'd think that, species would have evolved over time to, not have this extensive process. But apparently, these are the best ways.
You think it would hold them back, there's pretty girl cow on the other side of the field, and you're looking to have a nice time with her, but it's the time of the day where your stomach regurgitates up into your mouth, and then you have to chew on your stomach fluids for the rest of the day.
So you guys never meet, and it's a tragic.
It seems
story.
Like it wouldn't be a good thing for passing your genes along.
That's what you think, right? So if you had to if you had to choose to not have a human digestive system, which I think is the better of the ones we've discussed today. Which one would you choose?
Okay, let's order them.
Okay.
Okay, so we have the vomit. So we have the regurgitating. We have the throwing up in your mouth.
Yeah.
We have the eating your poop.
Mm-hmm.
And we have, what's the panda one?
You're just eating massive amounts of bamboo and then pooping more than you're eating.
So in one scenario, you're eating your poop really bad.
I don't like that idea.
That has to be number three.
I think it's the worst one. I'd agree.
And then the cow one where you're, that's awful though. I think that's two, because I think when it comes down to it, the least terrible is eating all day.
Yeah.
And pooping it all out.
I mean, essentially humans do that to a lesser extent, right?
I mean, Americans do, anyway.
Ooh! Wah, wah, wah. Yeah.
What would be your order?
I think it'd probably be the same as you.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, like, no one wants to eat their own poop. Regardless of if it's grass or not.
I'm sorry. There's no scenario where you can eat your own poop. I don't care if it's grassy poop. You just can't do it.
You just don't do it, right? So, Andrew Cope. Digestion. How do you feel about that?
I don't feel great about it. I mean, I never really thought to be grateful of our own digestive system. But I also think, like, I mean, we have time for, like, poetry and stuff and, like, creating civilization.
Which is pretty cool.
Because we don't have to chew on our own vomit, you know? And maybe I never gave that much thought, you know? Like, I think it's inconvenient enough to have to eat 3 times a day, let alone eat 100% of the day.
It's kind of a boring life.
Can you imagine if people ate their poop? Can we just talk about that for a second?
If you're, like, in the library and you're like, hold on, guys. I didn't get to do this earlier.
We'd probably make it into this really weird commercial thing where there'd be like infomercials about like...
About what?
Like, would you put it in like a little baggie for later?
Or like a Tupperware container.
Like everyone would just carry around this little Tupperware.
Oh my God. This is okay. This is a really
and
weird scenario.
And you could have
scenario.
Like seasonings, you know, for your
poo.
Because I mean, the second time, maybe some people prefer the second time.
Probably, right? But I guess it would depend on like what our diet is. Like, are we just eating like little grass and the carrots?
Oh no, we're eating like, steak we're and eating? Stuff.
That's disgusting.
But even if we ate, my sister's bunny who poops. I mean, it's still poop. It's not like it's
not
coming
like
out like it's
glamorous.
Lettuce. It's
would we make like special dishes out of it? This is a real wow.
We totally would, and then people would be this weird black market of people like buying celebrities secondhand poop and
oh my
eating
gosh.
It.
Gosh.
You know this would be a thing. I mean, humans can't be trusted with anything. We'd ruin it.
We really would.
It's terrible enough, but we'd make it this whole creepy thing. And no,
we're weird. We have great digestive systems, but we're weird.
We really have the best one, though.
We really do. We're highly evolved. Good for us, audience. Which digestive system would you have?
Bum, 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 bum.
Bum.
Start again.
Okay.
Hi, Casey.
What? Hi, Maya.
Did you listen to my message?
Yes, I listened to your message, and even though I was working on my Japanese essay, I immediately decided that I needed to set the record straight on that.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank God, because I'm really confused right now, Casey.
Yeah, as you should be. So my cursory research that I have done just now seem to indicate that whatever numbers you guys found before are definitely not right.
Oh, okay.
Because, yeah, the numbers that I found so far don't say anything about. And excretions, I can't find anything about that, but every source that I found seems to agree that most pandas eat about 12 to 20 some kilograms, which is like, yeah, 40, 50 pounds mm-hmm. of bamboo. But yeah, you're right to be concerned. The pandas can't be pooping more than they eat, so yeah.
What did I say?
Whatever number you guys found for that is probably suspicious.
Yeah, there's a whole website all about panda digestion, and it says that they discrete up to 88 pounds. So, I don't know.
Yeah, that does sound very strange. Could you find this, or tell me this website?
Yeah,
look it up.
I'll tell you the website. Because, yeah, I didn't think much of it until Andrew was like, wait, what the H? Okay, so it's called zoologyjose.weebly.com.
I'm sorry, zoology what now?
Jose. I think
zoology Jose.
Jose's an expert on zoology.
A Weebly website.
.weebly.com.
Okie dokie.
And you click on the little tab that says digestive system.
Okay, wait.
Because it says... Pandas excrete up to 40 kilograms, 88 pounds, per day because their feces eliminates more water than their food brings in. They usually drink at least once per day.
Ooh, okay. So, ooh. Well, they're counting for water weight. I mean, I guess.
So, do they not pee? I'm confused.
Oh, yeah. That doesn't make sense.
No. I mean, they're mammals. They
would have to pee and poo separately.
Yeah. Mammals.
Yeah, mammals. Like, that's a given, guys. Like,
so I'm like a little confused. Okay, so they just absorb a lot of water. This is probably because of that high fiber content, right?
From the bamboo. Also, this website is not legit.
It's not legit, but I'm feeling like I'm going to trust Jose.
I mean,
hashtag trust Jose.
Like, even then, those numbers for, like, food consumption are still way higher than I found most places. I think there's maybe a little bit of exaggeration going on, but I guess if they account for water weight, then yeah, that's reasonable, I guess.
So
that's a weird way of putting it.
So the numbers may not be exactly correct, but the concept that they may poop more than they eat could be correct?
In theory, yes.
Huh.
Fascinating.